Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what's up? Let's do a Throwback Thursday. Can we do a Throwback Thursday, champion? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on planet Earth. Great to have you back and better than ever. I'm off to Orlando tomorrow with the fam. Never taken the fam with me on a speaking trip. Can you believe that? 15 years, family never traveled with me. I take that back. I already said this. That's right. I'm losing my mind. That's right. I said this yesterday. I went to Chicago with them. Forget that. Strike that. It's still true, but I don't want to go over the same boring stories. It's what happens when you get old, man. The older you get, you can hide your own Easter eggs, baby. Senility sets in. So let's dive into Throwback Thursday, July 2006. I posted this on my Instagram, and it was the launch of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. And I remember, man, I remember like it was yesterday. I went down for a professional photo shoot, brought my whole family down there. My wife and my three daughters at the time. My daughter Paige wasn't even a year old. She's like 9 months at the time. And we featured my daughter Madeline, who had just turned 5. We featured her on the front page of the website. And if you go to the Wayback Machine, you can archive, you can see it. Or you can just go to my Instagram page to see the homepage there. We hid most of Madeline's face. She's holding up a picture she drew with a crayon of what Saturday represented to her, because she's the one that said daddy is tomorrow Saturday. So that's how the whole vision got launched. And so the site has her on there, and man, I remember the abuse I took. Oh my god, do I remember that like it was yesterday. Nobody thought it was possible. Like, nobody gave me even half of a percent of a chance to succeed. They all figured, just another stupid thing Crowley's doing. Add it to the list of these big projects he takes on and how he's going to change the world and going to be a speaker and a podcaster. What the hell is a podcast? Nobody even knew what that was. So, I don't know, man. I just remember all the abuse I took. And you're going to take the same amount of abuse when you decide to go for your dream. And here's the kicker, man. Most of it comes from people that are close to you. You know? And it's not even like, it's not where they're calling you like stupid names or anything. It's just that snicker. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. It's like, that's even worse, don't you think? Like that passive aggressive crap. So I just remember July 2006. It was just a hot day. We went down that photographer and he took photos for the website and he thought it was such a cool idea, but he was an entrepreneur. So he had a dream. Like, he went out and started his own photography business. And I remember him pulling me aside at the end. He said, dude, I love this brand. Every day is Saturday. Wow. How'd you even get that website, you know? And he didn't know that I called this guy, John Mix, on the phone, who was 71 years old. I found out he owned the domain name everydayissaturday.com. He had owned it since 2000. I had no idea. I just found it on the internet and found who owned it, called him up. John Mick, Sam Crowley, my daughter wants every day to be Saturday. Can you sell me? He called me back, man. The next day, I got your message, kid. He was 71. I love it. Called me kid. I got your message, kid. I'm going to give you that domain name. Just promise me that you'll keep that promise that you made to your daughter, that you're going to make every day Saturday. Because I wish I would have. I wish I wouldn't have spent as much time at the job. And that's everybody. Anybody that's got the courage to admit it. Some people don't have the courage to admit it, and they just continue living a perpetual calendar of Mondays. You know, every day's just now. Nah, weekend went too fast. Hump day, TGIF, all that stuff. So I remember, man, we did that photo shoot, and the guy was so jacked up, and he pulled me aside afterwards, and he said, "Anytime you want photos done, I'll do them for free. I believe in." I'm like, "Holy cow!" You know what? I never took him up on that. Just never took him up. I don't really believe in getting stuff for free. Just that makes me feel a little bit, I'd rather pay somebody, you know, but I really did appreciate the offer. He got it. And that taught me another lesson, that when you share big dreams with fellow big dreamers, everybody gets jacked up. The energy in the room goes way up. When you share big dreams with negative know-it-alls going nowhere, they drag you down to their level. And make no mistake, they're way better at that than you. Like, they're way better at arguing at that lower level than you are. So don't ever get dragged down to that level. Better just to walk away. Not even walk. Can I give you better advice? Better to run your ass as fast as you can the other way, because those people will drag you down. And I think, man, it's been, that was 2006. That was 13 years ago. Oh my God. And I remember I did the photo shoot, and it was on a Saturday morning. Of course it was, right? On a Saturday. And it was so hot. It was one of those hot Cincinnati July days. It was in the 90s and it was humid. And I remember leaving there feeling really good, but still so freaking nervous. Like, what the hell am I doing? Every time I moved a step closer to launching my website, I remember asking myself, what in the hell am I doing? You know, it's like, I can't even believe, like, I don't even know what's going to happen like next week or next month. I'm going to make any money. I'm not a speaker. What am I doing? I remember having those conversations with myself, like, Sam, what are you doing? You've never had a business before. You have no idea how to make money speaking. No one's ever even paid you to speak. I mean, you have no content on the internet. You don't even have a website yet. I remember thinking all of these negative thoughts. And yet somehow I pushed through. And I think the reason I pushed through is because I'd been through that bankruptcy the prior year. And I knew that if I didn't come up with a plan, I was going to be a slave to a job for the rest of my life, working for people who just did not have my best interest at heart. I just knew. And that was such a death sentence for me. I don't know why more people don't take that seriously. Like, they'll talk a great game. Oh, I got to get out of the job. But they just don't do it. And I don't know. I know why they don't do it. They're not in enough pain. Because when I talk to people on the phone, oh, by the way, book your call, 30-minute call with me. Go to launchwithsam.com and I'll help you do it. I'll help you launch your message. Launchwithsam.com. I love talking to people, man. But when I talk to them, I can tell they're just not in enough pain yet. They call me back. They eventually call me back when they're ready to go. But they're not in enough pain. If they don't get started, meaning I say, hey, let's work together. Let's get this thing launched. Let's get this message out there. It's amazing. It's always an amazing message because there's so many great people out there in the world that just have, they're just so smart. And they have such a passion to help other people. And the ones that say, okay, let me think about it. I don't have time. They're just not in enough pain, which is perfectly fine. Look, if you've done this and we've already booked a call and you didn't get started, I'm not talking about you. You're probably saying, oh, is he talking about me? I've talked to 700 people in the past 8 months. Trust me, it's not you. It's anybody who's just not going to get going today means they're not in enough pain. How do I know that? That was me. That was me. I always go back to 1999 when I had that meeting with the real estate broker. I should have pulled the trigger and went into real estate. I just should have become a real estate agent. I would have crushed it, making 100 grand a year and had total freedom. I had 401k. I could have relied on it. I had a runway of 6 months. I could have gone that long without paying any bills or paying my bills without any money coming in. But I wasn't in enough pain. I was just dreaming. I was in that dream phase at the time. It'd be nice. And I'd daydream and I'd sit on my deck. And I just kind of daydream at night looking up at the stars thinking, yeah, it'd be nice to be free, but I'm just not in enough pain. I'm making 80 grand, 90 grand a year. I got my vacation, sick days, you know, blah, 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 whatever the crap corporate gives. The golden handcuffs, whatever you get. I don't even remember now. It's been so long. But I know I wasn't in enough pain, but I remember when I launched EverydaySaturday.com in July, this time of year, 13 years ago, I was in immense pain. I was in a lot of pain. And that's not even a negative connotation. That's a positive. That's a positive connotation because a lot of people, like I said, they don't know they're in pain. There's this disease called CIPA, C-I-P-A. If you Google it, there's probably less than 60 people in the world have this disease. And you know what it is? It's you have no ability to feel any pain. True story. Google it, C-I-P-A. And what that means is you could put your hand on a stove, on a burning hot stove, and not even know your hand is melting. You feel no pain whatsoever. Somebody could take a ball peen hammer and hit you in the kneecap, and you would have no pain. You might be thinking, oh my God, what a great problem. No, it's not. We have those nerve endings, and we have the ability to feel pain for a reason. It's like, hey, get the hand off the stove. You know, hey, don't run in front of that car. You'll feel pain, you know? Same thing in business, in marketing and entrepreneurship. You want to be able to feel that pain and turn that into a positive. And turn that into a positive, not a negative. I was in so much pain 13 years ago, and I guess I was at my lowest point, I guess, but I felt almost, and this is so crazy. I got to talk to a psychiatrist about this, maybe. I don't know. Why did I feel so invincible? I had no reason to feel. There's no rational reason that I should have felt invincible. Like I couldn't fail, but that's the way I felt, you know? And I woke up, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I starting this? I don't know what I'm doing. I'd have that voice in my head. No one's ever paid me to speak. And yet I think, and then I'd keep creating content. And I kept calling myself a speaker, international motivational speaker without a passport. And I just kept calling myself that. That's crazy, isn't it? Is it? Oh, is it? You tell me, is that crazy? Or is that at the point where you're just fed up playing small and being average? Average sucks. I'd rather fail miserably or be a multi-billionaire, but never do I want to be average. Oh my God. You want to hack me off more than anything? Just call me average. Hey, yeah, well, what's Sam Crowley? One word to describe? He's average. He's all right. He's all right. No. Oh my God. Don't do that to me. I'd rather be one way or another, baby. That's why I used to say on the podcast, I don't say it anymore, but I love the show. Let me know. Hate the show. Let me know. Just don't think, it's all right. It's all right. The greatest podcast review I ever got was 2006, 2007, 12 years ago. Guy in the UK, I read it because I was reading podcast reviews at the time. Because, you know, when you get like one a month, you read them. And he said, there's something seriously wrong with this man. Oh my God. He gave me a 1-star review. I loved it. I'd like, you get it. You get me. You get the show. I didn't care about the 1-star. He gets it. There's something seriously wrong with this man was the only thing he put into iTunes. And I thought, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. I have finally defined the message. I loved it. Let me tell you something. 13 years goes fast. I can't even believe it's been that long since I launched EverydaySaturday.com. You go there now, you can download an audio called The Power of a Dream. Or not. Look, you don't have to. I'm just saying there's a free 30-minute audio that I created. I think it's 40 minutes maybe. The Power of a Dream. You'll get that. You'll be on my mail list. Or you can get on my calendar, launch with Sam. We'll talk. I'll call you on the phone and we'll launch your dream. Like we really will. Get your dream launched. But here's the message for today. Don't let people talk you out of going for your dream. Don't be embarrassed. You know, there's no dream too dumb, too big, you know, too crazy for you to get after it. And I think you got to be a little crazy. I mean, I know you got to be a little crazy. Hell, I think you got to be a lot crazy. That's why I was dangerous. Like, I didn't care. I'd already failed. I'd already been, you know, humiliated. What did I have to lose? That's when you're dangerous, man. When you're backed into a corner, you're dangerous. So I kind of miss those days. No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to not have any money. But I kind of miss those days. I kind of miss being a little dangerous like that. So, hey, I hope this show today inspired you. I'm off to Orlando tomorrow. I'll record a show when I'm down there as well. Follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday to keep up with the travels. All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.